And now we talk with the head coach of the Crookston Pirate boys tennis team, Coach Shelley Tomford. And Coach, you had six competing in the Section 8A individual tennis tournament, and you were able, let's first talk about your two doubles teams. You had the number eight seed, that was... seven seed, excuse me, Jack Everett and Grant Funk. They played a team from Perham, and it looks like they had a close one and just came up a little short.
Yeah, okay, so hold on here. I got to get my sheets in front of me here. So that was the you said the Jack and the...
Yep, Jack and Grant, yep.
Yep, they put up a good fight, and just like you said, they fell just a little bit short.
They lost the first set 7-5, and it's one of those things that tennis is so mental, just like all the sports are, but you lose a tough one there, and sometimes you see maybe a slow start. Did they have that, or did they come out strong in the second set?
I think the first set they struggled. It went 7-5 in that first set, and they started behind, but then they worked their way back up to finish 7-5, and then they started strong in the second set, and then it just kind of petered out a little bit, and the Hackle and Wolkash got the better of them in that second set. But they both boys, I should say all four boys, played a really tough, hard, well-fought match.
And they're facing some pretty good competition as well. And you had Reggie Wingem and Gunnar Groven. They were able to win their first match. They beat a duo from Spicer 6-2, 6-2, and they must have played pretty well in that one.
Yep, they came out really strong, and you know, there was no little blips or anything like that. They communicated very well, and this is really the first time that the two of them have. Well, it is the first time that they have played an actual match together. We've had them play at practice, but they came out well. They communicated well. They moved around the court well, and they moved their opponents around the court well as well. And they came out 6-2, 6-2.
And then in the second set, they played one of the top seeds and one of the better doubles teams, probably not only in the section but around the region and maybe even state as well. And they ran into Mason Happel and Brecken Wolkash of Perham and lost 6-4, 6-2, but must have played a pretty good match there too.
Yep, they did. Yeah, Happel and Wolkash, they went to state last year, and they are seeded number one. And both Gunnar and Reggie came out strong. There was actually a time period in both sets where they were up a break. And so, and then that second set, Mason Happel is so strong at the net that they just kind of couldn't get it by him there.
Well, and the duo there, Reggie Wingem and Gunnar Groven, you have a pair of sophomores, so they're still young yet.
Oh, yeah, they're going to be around for quite some time.
Yep. Then speaking of sophomores in singles, you had Sam Widseth, and boy, did he lose a heartbreaker. He lost a three-setter with the second set and third set going to 7-6 and 7-4 tiebreakers. So Sam must have played a really good match.
He played it, and it lasted almost 2.5 hours. He played more games against that Tyler, I think it's Steyer, than Isaac played in both of his matches today.
Oh, wow.
So he was a long, well-fought game, and it was really, you know, anyone's to win or lose. And I think he lost the first set, battled back, won the second, and there was a tiebreaker in the second, and then went to the third, and there needed to be a tiebreaker. Sam loves to play tiebreakers. I think almost every match has been had at least one tiebreaker in it.
And he loses a hard-fought match, but what a way to go for the sophomore. And there's another one of your Pirates that's going to have plenty more playoff matches ahead of him. And speaking of that, you have a senior, Isaac Tomford. He made quick work of his first two-round matches, and he advances to the semifinals. And obviously, Isaac played pretty well today.
Yeah, he sure did. He was the last of the singles to go out today because he was playing someone who had to win a play-in game, and so he played the 16 from DL, I believe it was, and just let one game go there, and then he handled Max Marcel pretty decisively, 6-0, 6-0.
And when you are the number one seed, I'm sure to come out strong right away, that was big, and to really, I guess, for lack of better terms, maybe flex his muscles a little bit in those two matches.
Exactly. You don't want to, you know, you play, and I don't want to say play down to your opponent, but you want to, you know, practice and use your skills and better your skills, because you know that down the line you're going to have a stronger opponent.
Now Isaac's going to take on Jackson Barber of New London Spicer in the semifinals. And do you know anything about Barber?
He, I believe he was their, I want to say their third single. I can take a look here. Their third single. He has not played them, but I believe Gunner played him, and he's strong, but I think Gunner beat him. Actually, okay. No, he played doubles with against Jack and Grant.
Okay.
When we played them the last time, so he's kind of moved all around a little bit. I think he's played some singles and some doubles as well.
Well, it's Isaac. I know the goal is obviously, like every tennis player that makes the individual tournament, the goal is to get to state. And but you have to take care of business here in the semifinals. You win that, then you advance to the championship. But there's also that true second, so it's not do or die. But you can make your life a lot easier by winning.
That's what Isaac is hoping for. He would like to continue winning. He would like to avoid that true second and just come out on top.
Exactly, and not have to worry about somebody else doing something.
Exactly.
How is it as coach/mom? Is that does that make it pretty tough?
Today it was okay. You know, because he wasn't challenged like he is going to be tomorrow. Tomorrow I will probably be a basket kid. If you were here, you will probably see me three courts away from Isaac, because I can maybe watch a point here and there, but I'm a basket kid. I will. It's not gonna be good.
There is nothing worse than having to watch your kid play tennis. I've watched my kids play many sports, but tennis, for whatever reason, that's the most nerve-wracking or most nervous I've ever been for my kid watching tennis. I don't know why.
I 100% agree. It was, you know, it was, I think, a little easier this year because my attention was always,
sure,
you know, I had a whole bunch of other courts that I had to watch, whereas last year I would just bite my fingernails the whole entire match watching him. But tomorrow is going to be a tough one for me.
Yeah,
probably more so than for Isaac, by far.
I can see that. That's for sure, because he's going out there and just playing, doesn't have anything to worry about other than the next point. So, Coach, congratulations to all the Pirates, to the Pirate team, on a fantastic season once again, a great run, and then the individuals that were eliminated today, some very good matches, and then, of course, to Isaac, and we wish him best of luck, and you best of luck tomorrow as well.
Well, thank you, and I just want to thank, you know, coaches Lon Boyk and Pat Janarski and all of those that have came out and rooted us on from the very beginning.